In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered. Today's Mass is being offered for the intentions, particularly of Doris Houlihan on her birthday. You are God's co-workers. The Scriptures tell us that we are God's co-workers. And before we get into exactly what that is, let's see something special about today's devotion. This is from the diary of Sister Mildred, or Mildred Nutzel, or Mary Ephraim, which was her religious name. She's one whom Our Lady appeared to in the apparition of Our Lady of America. Beautiful devotion. You should look at it. This is what she heard said. Speaking to her, St. Joseph says, "My child, I desire a day to be set aside in honor of my fatherhood. The privilege of being chosen by God to be the virgin father of his son was mine alone. No honor excluding that bestowed upon my holy spouse was ever or will ever be as sublime or as high as this. The Holy Trinity desires thus to honor me in my unique fatherhood. All fatherhood might be blessed. Dear child, I was king in the little home of Nazareth, for I sheltered within it the Prince of Peace and the Queen of Heaven. To me they looked for protection and sustenance, and I did not feel them. I received them in the deepest love and reverence, for in me they saw him whose place I took over them. So the head of the family must be loved, obeyed, and respected, and in turn be a true father and protector to those under his care. In honoring in a special way my fatherhood, you also honor Jesus and Mary. The Divine Trinity has placed in our keeping the peace of the world. The imitation of the Holy Family, my child, of the virtues we practiced in our little home in Nazareth is the way for all souls to that peace which comes from God alone, and which none other can give." This is on page 28 and 29 of her diary. Today we celebrate a first Wednesday in honor of the most chaste heart of Saint Joseph. All the saints in all of history, each of them follow this scripture passage given to us by Saint Paul, that we are co-workers with Christ. I remember a time where Mother Teresa and Saint John Paul II, they had an opportunity to meet together many, many times. And in one of their conversations, Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta turned to the Holy Father and said, "Holy Father, pray for me." "For what?" he asked. "Pray for me that I do not spoil his work." John Paul II nodded and he said, "Mother, pray for me." She said, "Holy Father, for what?" John Paul II turned to her and said, "That I do not spoil his church." You and I, brothers and sisters, actually have an instrumentality given to us by God. What does that mean? We're called to do things. That God uses us. That God wants to take each of you and me to somehow accomplish his plan within life, just like St. Joseph. St. Joseph was the tool in the hand of God that he used to form the Holy Family, to protect, to provide for. And all he did was, from the very moment of his commanding from God and when he was affirmed that he was worthy of that such a great call, he just went and did and acted. The whole while thinking the same thoughts that Mother Teresa thought about the great work that she was given to work with the poor, the same thoughts that St. John Paul II thought about the church that he was given to guard over as the vicar of Christ. What a great weight that would be. Don't let me spoil it, because God has put me in a place to be used. The Lord has put you as well, not just Father Burnaby, not just Deacon Marvin, not just Fabian one day, even today. He has put each of us in the very place where we are, that we can be his instrument and his tool in some way. Make the prayer that our Saint Teresa of Calcutta made. Make the same prayer that Saint John Paul II made. Make the prayer that surely we knew the saint, the most chaste heart of Saint Joseph made each and every day. Lord, don't let me spoil your work. Don't let me spoil your church. In me, let me just be a yes to you, just like Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.